All right. It is your hometown, and I spent a lot of time in River Grove because I went to Triton College and graduated from there. And on the line with us right now is the mayor. Which is it, mayor or village president, David Guerin?
So it is village president. Village president.
All right. Village president. What is the difference between a mayor and a village president?
So village president is the name of a village form of government, and then the mayor is technically a city form of government.
Wow.
But generically, a lot of folks just call me the mayor.
Well, that's fabulous. We have a lot in common. You also went to Triton College as well, correct?
I sure did. Took some hospitality programs over there.
Okay, and here's the other thing we have in common. I grew up in Brookfield, where there was a Cock Robin ice cream store, and you have a connection to Cock Robin ice cream as well.
I certainly do, and I know the Brookfield location well next to the Irish Times over there.
Oh,
my
yeah.
First job was at the Cock Robin's in River Grove on River Road next to Gina Juice Hot Dog. Started there at 13 years old, and at 20, bought the one in Melrose Park on 14th and Lake with a good friend of mine, and a lot of good memories. Memories are made. Cock Robin ice cream.
Oh, totally. I can't believe at the age of 20, you bought your first business. It was that Cock Robin on Lake Street in Melrose Park with your friend. That's unbelievable. I am very proud of you. And now we've moved on to village president of River Grove, and there are lots of fun things to do in River Grove. I have to tell you, David, I was looking up fun things to do in River Grove, and I'm on TripAdvisor, and it mentions a Ross Dress for Less.
That's a fun trip for some folks. Get some deals on some clothes.
Yeah.
Do a nice job over there.
No, I know, but it's just there are way more things to do in River Grove. Give us a few examples of your favorites.
Well, you know what? I have a 11-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. They both go to River Grove Elementary over there on Grand and Thatcher, and we love walking in the woods. It's very simple. Brings me back to childhood memories. We're very lucky to have the city access, but we have the green space going right through our town. So we love hanging out at the local parks, and we love walking up and down the trail system. That's a lot of fun, and we kill a lot of time doing that.
So the Des Plaines River Trail is there, and Fullerton Woods, and there's also a really cool tiki bar.
Hala Kahiki.
Yeah.
Had many a nights in there. We love going to the Hala Kahiki. Everybody knows about the Hala Kahiki if they love tiki bars. It's a nice date spot, nice place to hang out with groups. They've got some wonderful tropical drinks, and they do a really nice job. We're so proud to have them in our town.
Well, so River Grove, you grew up there, and you worked at Cock Robin Ice Cream in River Grove when you were 10 years old. How does it feel to, this is your hometown essentially as well, because you grew up there and now you are village president, so you know everything there is to know about River Grove.
Well, I know a lot about River Grove, but sometimes you learn some new details, but I'm just happy to be living here, and I've been here my entire life. Grew up on Maple Street, which is kind of a little hidden gem in River Grove by Shelton Ballfield, and now I live on the west side of the river, and I've got my kids over here, and we're kind of taking on the River Grove tradition and falling in love with the town as they grow up, and that's what happens when you live here. You can take people out of River Grove, but you just can't take the River Grove out of them.
I really had an enjoyable time at Triton College. It's a great school. It truly is. And it's very affordable for people to go get their associate's degree from Triton College and then move on to another school or university. Or their specialty programs there as well.
They have a lot of good programs, nursing programs, auto mechanic programs, radio programs, as you know, hospitality programs, and we're home of Triton College, and we're so proud of that. They serve so many communities and offer affordable education, like you stated.
And I know it's wintertime, so Christmas is a-coming. Thanksgiving is just a week away, but there are a lot of fests and fun things to do when the weather's warmer in River Grove as well, correct?
There are. We have our Riverfront Fest. It gets bigger and bigger every year. It's got to be one of the largest carnivals in the area. The music lineup is just unbelievable. We set them up on the gazebo stage. We got a great sound system. Tons of local vendors come in. We have food trucks. We have local restaurants. We have community organizations that get involved. It's really just a team effort, everybody pulling together. Our special events committee kind of rallies the troops, and we get people that work for the village and live in the village. They volunteer, and they make it happen. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. We hope you come and join us next June.
Yes, I would love to do that. And speaking of the holidays, will Santa Claus be visiting River Grove at all?
Santa Claus is very friendly to the village of River Grove. He comes by a couple times. He likes the kids in River Grove. We've got two very, very cool events coming up. We have a great fire department. They do a Santa stop. And what they do is Santa Claus gets on the fire engine. He comes to your door. He picks up your food donations for our local pantry. And he gives little gifts to the kids in town. And this weekend, he's going to come again for our tree lighting. And we have a big, craft fest going on and the big tree lighting. We light up the entire park. Our public works does a fantastic job putting all the lights on the trees. It's really beautiful. And people stop there all season and take pictures. It looks so nice.
It is such a pleasure to meet you, Village President David Guerin. And how long have you been Village President, David?
So 8 years. This is my end of my second term here. Second term, so I'll be up for election in April.
Well, best of luck. You seem to be doing a great job. What was your favorite flavor in the jumbo cone? Did you like the orange sherbet from Cock Robin, the grape, or the lime?
Well, I have to say grape because nobody else has it. That was our specialty, and you are truly a Cock Robin fan. The orange, lime, grape, and they were square scoops. I still have a scooper.
And it's
just a fun memory of that time having Cock Robins.
Yeah, that was so crazy because the scoops were square, and I grew up in Brookfield, like I mentioned, so we were able to walk to Cock Robin. What kid is lucky enough to do that? And I'll be honest with you, their double cheeseburgers were pretty darn good as well.
Oh, I ate many of double cheeses. When we first opened up, we were working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and I just ate those, probably too many. It was always a 1-in-a-million milkshake with a double cheeseburger, and love them both and always have a taste for those.
Oh, and remember the Silver Star sodas?
Now, that's an art form. That is an art form. I'm glad you remember those. I tried to have sodas at some other ice cream parlors, and I don't know. It doesn't cut it like the Silver Star soda.
No, it sure doesn't.
Special recipe for that one.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. And he is Village President David Guerin of River Grove, your hometown. Thank you so much and have a wonderful holiday season. Hope to see you out there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Glad and really nice talking to you. And let me tell you something. The people of River Grove love WGN Radio.
Excellent.
We love you guys.
All right. Well, we love you back. Thank you so much, David Guerin, Village President of River Grove. Happy holidays to you, sir.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you so much.